China is continuing to flex its muscles in the Pacific. The Chinese Navy has confirmed it's fired what it calls a strategic missile in the Pacific. It says the missile, armed with a dummy warhead, was launched from a submarine and landed within the target zone in the region. So how significant is this move and what does it mean for the region? The ABC understands China's embassies have been briefing countries across the Pacific, including Australia, ahead of the test. But the Australian government is not very happy about it and says it's deeply concerned. Foreign Minister Penny Wong spoke about it just before it was confirmed.
Australia has been clear with China that we regard this as destabilising to the region. Australia has been clear that this test is in the context of a rapid military build-up by China, which is lacking in the transparency and reassurance as to intent that the region expects.
The opposition is echoing those sentiments. Ted O'Brien is the Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister.
We share this region. We want it to be a peaceful one. We do not believe that it is welcome or helpful or an act of stability to have missiles sent into our region.
But the Chinese government has defended its actions. A spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry says there's nothing unusual.
What I can tell you is that this is a routine military exercise, does not target any third party or targets, and it's been notified in advance to the relevant countries in accordance with international practice.
So which is it, a destabilizing exercise that puts the region on edge or a routine missile test? Sam Roggeveen is the director of the Lowy Institute's International Security Program. He says China's test is about a bigger fish than us.
China's ballistic missile capabilities are centred on what it perceives to be a threat from the United States. They don't have very much to do at all with Australia, or certainly not with the Pacific Islands. This is a test of a nuclear weapon that is designed to reinforce China's deterrent vis-a-vis the United States. And so that's where we should be looking, not to ourselves and not to the Pacific.
But he also reckons there are reasons for Australia to be wary of China's actions because Beijing wants to carve out a bigger role for itself in the Pacific.
China typically denies that it has any ambitions except for self-defence. That kind of claim is not credible. China does have broad ambitions. It does want to become the leader of the strategic order in Asia. It may even want to push the US out of the region entirely. And that is something that Australia would suffer from if it ever happened. And so we're doing our best to try to frustrate China's ambitions.
As part of that effort, Australia has been signing security pacts with some of its neighbours in the Pacific. It's elevated its military alliance with Fiji, which obliges either country to respond if the other comes under military attack. A similar deal was signed between Australia and PNG just last year.